looking to put Ricardo Matthews back there because he's got terrible hands.
I said, I asked one of the other veterans. I said, "Who do you think today?" And you know, he gave me that suggestion, so it worked out well. You know, one of the things, Dale, out here is, I do believe that we have a long way to go in some areas. You know, we have a lot of things to clean up, but I also believe that these guys are working hard. You know, it's hot out there for these guys, and the guys that are out there, you know. Giving us everything they have, that's a good thing. And you know, tomorrow's their day off, and it's good every now and then to give them a little break. And then they come back, in my opinion, you know, fresh on.
You're giving them the afternoon off.
Yeah, we'll meet this afternoon. That's right, we'll meet this afternoon. If he dropped it, I said we'll be here till midnight. That's why I kept saying there's a lot riding on this, Rico.
That's good. Oh, was it a rest day for Kareem?
Yeah, definitely, Jason. Yeah, he's been going at it for a while, and so we just decided to back off him a little bit. Yep.
You ramped up practice a little bit today, obviously, get back to the pads. How'd you feel?
Well, you know, I thought we came out there, and I didn't get the sense that we were ready to go. So, you know, just put the ball down at the 10-yard line, and let's play football, you know, and it ended up being a goal line situation. I thought that got the guys going a little bit, and we ended up having a decent practice. You know, a lot of things, a lot of situations came up. The guys were practicing hard. They, for the most part, they stayed on their feet and tried to do what we asked them to do. And I thought the practice got better after that beginning part.
Is that something you do time from time? You'll notice if you think the guys might not be really ready to practice?
I just think as the head football coach, you have to have a good beat on your team and, you know, when to back off, when to really push them. And that's part of your job, you know. And so that's what I'm always trying to get better and better at.
How did you think the team responded to the early period of practice when y'all went live?
I thought it was good. You know, I think, you know, if I remember, I got to watch the film, but it looked like the defense got a little bit better of the offense there. But, I mean, it was competitive. It was spirited. The guys were communicating, and I believe we cranked the music there a little bit, and it was good. I think overall it got practice going.
Bill, could you talk about Swearinger's passion and intensity?
He's a guy that since the day we arrived here, he's a very competitive guy. He's learning our defensive system and getting better day in and day out. You know, we talk to him all the time about the things that he has to do to improve on, and he's always working on that. You know, he loves football. Football is very, very important in his life. He loves his teammates. He's a really good teammate. Just coming out of the locker room just now, those guys were yucking it up in there, and that's good to see. You know, those DBs, they're a close bunch, and he's a guy that's right in the thick of that. So, fun guy to coach.
You know, you talked about they're getting the day off and they're going to meet, but Ricardo was telling us they're still pros. They're still going to get some work in some way, somehow.
Well, you know, again, you know, a day off, you know, that's quote unquote a day off. You know, guys need to get extra treatment. They need to continue to hydrate. They need to eat right. They need to watch extra film. They need to get off their feet. They need to watch Arizona film. They need to watch themselves. I mean, you know, it's a day off in the sense that they won't go out and practice and lift weights and things like that. But in the sense of being an NFL football player during a season, there really are no days off.
You touched on your plans for Arizona yesterday, I think. Is there anything more definitive on what's the plans that you have in terms of rotation and all that sort of
thing? No. Not yet.
When Case's success in college, a lot of it stemmed from him being a bit of a gunslinger and making things happen on the run. Obviously, your offense is far more disciplined than that. Is he struggling with that transition still?
You know, what I've seen from Case so far is a guy that studies hard, takes it very seriously, a really, really good guy, a good teammate, a student of the game. And, you know, when he makes a mistake, you know, it really weighs on him, you know, and he's a guy that he wants to be perfect every time he's out there. And guys like that are really fun to coach. You know, we try to correct the mistakes. You know, at the end of the day, with all the quarterbacks, it's, you know, how they do on game day, you know, and you know, they're judged by, you know, how they perform and help the team and wins and losses and things like that. But as far as on a day-to-day basis, Case is really working to get better every single day.
With Andre Johnson out, DeAndre and Fitzpatrick have really built a good chemistry, especially on the back shoulder throw. Today it looked like an option route as a miscommunication. What do you contribute that to?
I didn't see that, Jason. Let me watch the tape and then ask me that tomorrow. I didn't see that. I don't know which one you're talking about. There were probably 70 plays out there today, so I didn't catch that one.
When you have some key guys like Andre, like Aaron, when they're out, when you're watching practice and you call a play for Jonathan Grimes or Posey, in your mind, do you still think that play would be for Aaron?
You can't, you can't stop the installation or the flow of the offense just because a couple guys are out. It's important for those guys to stay up to snuff on the mental part of our offense, and make sure that they're understanding what we're doing out there. That's why they go over there and do their rehab and sprinting and things during our individual, and then they come over during team and walkthroughs and things like that and take mental reps. So, but we don't – just because they're out, one of the things about the NFL is you go into the game with a game plan. You better have a backup plan, no doubt about it. But if you go into that game and say, something were to happen to Arian or Andre or anybody out there, you've got to be ready with either plan B or some alteration to your game plan. And so that's really what we try to practice every single day here with what we do.
During this offseason, there's been a lot of talk about the unspoken rule of claiming wage-injured players, latest being Michael Boyd from the Seahawks. What's your philosophy or yours and Rick's philosophy on that?
Well, I tell you, that's probably something that we determine on a case-to-case basis. I think at the end of the day, Jason, what we always try to do here is be very respectful of the league and the rules, follow the rules, but make sure that we are doing the best for the Houston Texans, that what we're always trying to look to do is improve our football team. And so if there's something out there that can – or someone out there that can help us improve our team, then we're going to look into that. Not yet, Dave.
You talked about swearing.
Come on, guys.
How would you gauge the progress of the secondary so far? Is it too early to
say? No, it's not too early. I those guys are getting better. Even the guys that aren't the so-called starters, the guys behind J.J., the guys behind Kareem, like A.J. Boye, guys like that, the guys that are backing up the safety position, Chris Clemens and Shiloh and Eddie Pleasant, I see improvement on a daily basis. I think that's a very competitive position. And so as we move on down the road here towards the 75 cut and the 53 cut, those are going to be some tough decisions because, I see guys out there competing very, very hard.
When you talk about the linebackers, I know that you guys want people to be versatile, playing more in one spot, but what you're doing with some of the young people like the Terrence Lloyd and moving people around, are you pleased with what you're seeing?
Again, it goes back to what we talk about a lot. It's the more you can do, whether it's being a contributor on special teams or having the ability to learn all four linebacker spots. To me, if you have a guy that can play inside and outside, like a Brooks Reed, that's good for your football team. That's good on game day. Some guys are just outside backers. You won't see Clowney too much in a 3-4 defense at inside linebacker. I mean, you might, but probably not, but other guys are guys that can play inside and out. And so we try to look at that and put guys in spots where it takes advantage of their skill sets.
It seems to be using Ricardo in a little nose and outside too.
That's the same type of question related to the defensive line. We look at a lot of guys down there as versatile players. Timmy Jamison is a good example of a guy that we think can play nose, play tackle, play defensive end, and do some different things, be a inside pass rusher on third down. Ricardo Matthews is another example of that, guys that can do, a little bit of both.
Gives you more roster flexibility.
That's right. And at the end of the day, when you can only have 46 guys on game day, those are the rules. You got to make sure you have guys that can do, play more than one role.
Right now, where you stand, is that inside left linebacker position pushing up the most open competition on the squad?
The linebacker position as a whole, Jason, is very competitive. I believe that the linebacker position as a whole is really competitive. You look at guys like Tarpinian, Mohammed, those guys have come in here, Justin Tuggle, they've played pretty well. They're being coached very well by Mike, and that inside linebacker position is a very competitive position.
Getting back to the secondary, do you evaluate them specifically on how many turnovers, how many pass breakups, or what can they evaluate?
Well, I think it's partly that. You know, I think a lot of it has to do with knowledge of assignments and instincts within their assignments, within their coverages, understanding what we're trying to do, playing within the scheme. And then obviously, you know, guys that have that knack for getting their hands on a football and intercepting the ball or batting it down or whatever it is, that's part of the evaluation too.